Sai and Jeremy from Kentucky on your Friday night health and wellness broadcast here on republicbroadcasting.com. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, actually, and smash that donate button. Send much-needed fundage to keep free speech alive. You know that you need to do it. You know you've got that 30, 40, 50 bucks burning a hole in your pocket. Maybe you got a little bit off your stocks on crypto. I don't know. Maybe you just had a little bit left over after you paid all your bills. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you'll find that donate button. Smash it with extreme prejudice. You can mail it into Republic Broadcast Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So don't be shy. Get that out and mail it in. Also, you can call it in to 800-724-2719, extension 3, and call that credit or debit card number in to get that payment to one of our operators here. They tirelessly take your donations. So let's get health and wellness rolling here. As usual, I have from the West Kentucky News, an actual paper in my currently nicotine-stained hands. And it's the article 2 cents that I usually read from you on. I read to you on Friday nights. One of these nights on health and wellness, we'll have like a world-renowned physician or homeopathic doctor. But for now, you can just listen to me read out of the Wild Things editorial. This is by Teresa Ann Pearson. And you can catch her YouTube channel or Facebook page at Stringfield Ridge Farm. Stringfield Ridge Farm. Jerusalem artichokes, also called sunchokes. These are here in West Kentucky. Excuse me. Let's revisit Jerusalem artichokes, because in the next few weeks, after a few frosts, they will be perfect for eating. After a few frosts, they've got a sweetness similar to a carrot. Raw, they are crunchy and great on salads. They're also great cooked. They cook more quickly than potatoes, but can be used in similar ways. And they make interesting pickles. They have two things going against them. One being that they can completely take over your garden. The other, that they have been known to cause gastric distress in some people. On the flip side, they are awesome permaculture plant and are sometimes thought of as a gourmet vegetable. Jerusalem artichokes are neither from Jerusalem nor a type of artichoke. They are actually related to sunflowers, and if you grow them, you will see that they produce yellow sunflower-like flowers. This is where they get the name sunchoke. That's where that name comes from. I like sunchoke better than Jerusalem, whatever. Jerusalem artichoke, let's call it sunchoke. And it has a picture of them here. Sunchokes growing on the roadside in West Kentucky. They really do look like sunflowers. Very beautiful plant. They are rich in iron to give you energy, along with potassium and vitamin B1, which support your muscles and nerves. The sunchokes are high in inulin, which is an indigestible form of carbohydrate. It is considered an excellent food for diabetes for this reason. Inulin is considered to be a prebiotic, meaning that it feeds and promotes the growth of probiotics in the gut. This is a good thing, but sometimes it can be too much of a good thing. Too much of a good thing is still a good thing? Maybe. But when you're dealing with these medicinal flowers, don't go over the board. Some people are more sensitive to inulin than others and can experience severe bloating and gas. For anyone who is new to eating the artichokes, I would recommend eating only a small amount until you see how your body will react to them. The sunchokes are sweeter and more digestible after a few frosts, and can be made more digestible during cold storage for a month or more. Also, you can try boiling in a large volume of water for 15 minutes. or try the best option of cooking on low heat for 24 hours. Not everyone will be able to eat the sunchokes without gas, but for those who are only mildly affected by them, this may help if you are growing on your own. If you are growing on your own, it is best to wait to harvest them until after a frost. So she said this thing about the frost like three times. So I would wait till after a couple of good frosts to get these flowers. This will cause the breakdown of inulin to fructose, which is much easier for your bodies to digest. They will even continue to do this while in storage. No need to peel Jerusalem artichokes. Just give them a good scrub, making sure to scrub really well around the knots to get any dirt out. Lower temperatures at longer periods of time helps to break down the inulin. It will also make them soft and creamy, which is a very good thing if you're making a soup or mashed potatoes with them. Roasted sunchokes. Slice them and toss with olive oil, salt, and pepper, and fresh herbs. Then lay them in a single layer on a sheet pan. Slow roast them at 325 degrees for about 1.5 hours, flipping them halfway through. 1 pound of sunchokes sliced, 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1 tablespoon fresh herbs, such as thyme or rosemary. What about parsley, sage? I would say parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. I would recommend that. 1 teaspoon of salt and 1 teaspoon of pepper. Heat the oven to 325 degrees. Toss the artichokes with the olive oil, salt, and pepper. Lay the sliced onto a baking sheet in a single layer, leaving space in between each slice. Transfer to the oven and roast for 90 minutes, flipping once halfway through until the outsides are crispy and the insides are creamy and tender. And your source is, of course, the very trusty Mosby's Handbook of Herbs and Natural Supplements. Mosby's Handbook. Highly recommend. MOSBY*S. Get a lot of good things in there talking about the plants and herbs that you can use for medicinal purposes. And that's going to come in handy when we have to start, when we as purebloods, the non-vaccinated, when we have to start treating ourselves and staying away from the pharmacia and using the natural herbs that God intended for us to use. That's going to come in real handy when we form our parallel societies and we have our own doctors, homeopathic tier. So I hope you enjoyed that from Wild Things in the West Kentucky News. So let's. I am taking calls, by the way, if you want to ring that phone. Mikey's got his ears on, 512-248-8252. And I hardly ever advertise it, but in case you don't have unlimited minutes, if you're on a landline and you don't want a high cell bill or a phone bill, we've got the 1-800-313-9443. But as we've told you over the last, year and a half maybe? Maybe brought it a year. After we've had people with cell phones use the 512 number, really saves a lot on the phone bill. And, you know, most all of us, I've only had a cell phone for like 15 years and I always get unlimited minutes so I can call wherever as long as I want to. And that's how most plans are. So if that's you, call our 512 number, please. Helps the station. That's part of the way you donate is not racking up the old long distance bill. If you want to call in and weigh in on your health and wellness, your advice, or let's make it open lines. What do you say, Mike? I think Mike said, sure, why not? Open lines, you can talk about anything. It doesn't have to be health and wellness. If you want to talk about gay politics, sure. You want to bring me down, that's fine. No, seriously, I will have to talk about some gay politics and really hate to, but I don't remember if we covered this last night. Text me if you remember us covering this, but lap dances in a Kentucky high school. I don't remember if William and I covered that, or maybe we mentioned it briefly. Says, okay. Somebody's called in. We'll take them after this. Let me cover this article here because I meant to cover it last night. USA Today, this blew me away. Kentucky high school staff members got lap dances from students. Photos appear to show. These are not just regular lap dances. These are so like homo, like boys lap dancing for males. The superintendent of a Eastern Kentucky school district said that appropriate disciplinary action has been taken after photos surfaced showing students giving lap dances to staff as part of Hazard High School's homecoming week festivities. I'm glad they're not close to here. Not like real close. During Hazard High School's homecoming week festivities, students and staff took part in a man pageant and costume day on Tuesday, according to the folks' Facebook page. This just shows you how the faggot culture has really like steeped into our so-called society. Like that this would be considered not only acceptable, but like funny. Like I'm sure they were doing it to be funny, but there's just some things you just don't do to be funny. And having teenage boys lap dance on, you know, men's lap, that you don't even joke about that. Come on. But anyway, a man pageant. The photos that were subsequently taken down from the athletics department's Facebook page showed students in underclothing, underwear, giving lap dances to faculty and staff, including Hazard High School principal Donald Happy Mobilini. That's his name, Happy. Donald Gay Mobilini. Anyway, he did look very gay in the video, and I don't just mean happy or in the pictures. The Mobilini, get this, is also mayor of the Perry County City. Exactly what's going on here, y'all. This is Nima Brewer, co-founder of Education Advocacy Group, Kentucky 120 United. She wrote this on a Tuesday night tweet that showed the photos, and she says, get it together. Other photos on the athletics page that were taken down showed female students dressed up in Hooters outfits. All right, no, Hooters outfits, as well as students and staff appearing to paddle one another. Sandra Combs, superintendent of Hazard Independent Schools, told the Courier-Journal the district has, quote, a tradition of excellence in academics and everything we do, but the incident is being investigated, and once the investigation is complete, appropriate action will be taken. Excellence in all we do, even man pageants. Even S&M paddlings of teenagers in their underwear, we do that with excellence. No, she didn't say that, but she might as well have. She later said in a statement that the district had handed down a punishment or punishments, but is not allowed to disclose any further information. Ooh, I wonder if there was paddling involved in those punishments. Because it's a personal matter. Combs said a student activity committee would be formed to review all student-led activities. I bet they will. And that all staff would undergo further training on policies and procedures. So, anyway, Kentucky Department of Education spokeswoman Tony Kahn said the department is aware of what took place in Hazard Independent Schools and has been in contact with the superintendent. It's under investigation, all right? And goes on and on in the article about Kentucky law and how what the superintendents are responsible for reporting any abuse of students and on. But I mean, does this surprise anyone? You know, I heard that there was a school, I want to say it's in Florida, the gay bar trip. I heard it on Mike Rivera today. Took the kids to a gay bar for a field trip. Really? Like, you know what? I just picture the Blue Oyster on Police Academy. You know, when the cops walked in that like that leather gay bar, like all the dudes looked like Freddie Mercury and decked out in leather and started dancing with the cops. I picture that when they say gay bar. That's like my only visual that I have from that movie. But it just, you've got that. You've got drag queen story hour. You've got this, curriculum in a lot of the schools, you know, talking about anal and oral sex, like homo stuff. And none of this should surprise anyone that this school acted the way that it did. I mean, it is shocking, but it's not surprising. I don't know if that if that makes sense or not. Like, you now we expect it. But even though we expect it, when we read the headlines, it's still shocking. It's just a testimony. And as I was going to get into a little bit of the sermon that we heard on Wednesday night from Pastor Anderson, railing on the homos and the trannies, but that's needed. Like, we've got to stand up to this because it's becoming acceptable. It's becoming mainstream, and it's something that people don't even think about anymore. So before we get on to any more articles, we just got a couple of minutes before the break. Let's go ahead and bring our caller on, and if the break will catch you, and we'll hold you over. Cezanne from Idaho. I don't know if I said that right. Cezanne, welcome to the show.
Yes, Jeremy. it's Cezanne. I am so in pain for those puppies, which went through Dr. Fawcett's terrible experiments. That is horrible beyond belief. And I would ask God to take them into his arms. I don't know what else to say about that.
No, I mean, we know it's horrible, like, from what Fauci and the whole medical establishment is doing to human beings. But, you know, not children, but the adults should know better than this, than to get themselves into these situations with the medical establishment. But the puppies are just totally don't know any better, and they don't know what's going on.
You don't have adults. You have white coats. You have Dr. Mengele, you have Dr. The people doing MK Ultra. You have the people who were doing the Salem Asylums. It's beyond belief. You've got the CIA extraordinary renditions, people, doctors. It doesn't stop.
I'm not one of these nuts that, like, that put animals above humans. And I love dogs. I really do love dogs. I have four dogs. I had five, and my oldest pup died. He was a beagle. But my thing is, like, if you got dogs and they're homeless and they're in the kennel for months, I mean, put them to sleep humanely. If you can't find them a good home, I've had a dog put to sleep before that was really, really sick, and it's painless. They just fall asleep. But that's one thing. I'm not all about, like, let's elevate dogs over humans. But to torture a dog, like, to torture any animal, even a deer or something that you hunt, if you're a hunter, you kill it fast and you don't let it suffer. Hey, we're coming right up on the break. Why don't you hold on, and we'll continue this on the other side, because that puppy thing really did break my heart too, man. That was horrible. And I love beagles. So we'll be back on the other side. There is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Coming back to the melodic tones, a little bit early melodic tones there.
And just talking about puppy torture and the, that's the sure sign of a psychopath, you know, that we torture innocent animals. But I heard they were letting, like, insects eat their face while they had them strapped down or held down or something. I don't know. What else you got on this?
Well, you know, once you can illegitimize life, you can make them to be something that is inhuman. And once you can illegitimize life, so you've got the vaccine and the unvaccinated. And the unvaccinated are not part of the legitimized life. You can make your experiments on those people because they are not the human. That is what we've seen from MSN and the other agencies, news agencies, saying that people are not human if they're unvaccinated. They can be experimented on. They can be put into a place and experimented on. So that's the road that we're going on. That sounds crazy, but that's what's happening.
No, it is, and you can dovetail that with the total anti-white, just the hatred of white people in general, along with the unvaccinated, which covers blacks too, because I'm understanding right, blacks are really refusing the vax, in the majority of their demographic. And so, yeah, they can just put us all into one dehumanization category here. And you're going to see it. I mean, they are forming the parallel society. We don't even have to form it. But I guess what I'm saying is, as long as we're forming one, let's do it right. And let's get our doctors in here and let's get our, you know, people that want to stay away from the deadly vax.
Jeremy, what the problem is what we've got in America and the world is that the UN agenda, the WHO 2030, has said everybody vaccinated everywhere, all the time, no exceptions. So what we are facing is a UN agenda which has infiltrated all of our mayors, our corporations, our businesses, everything that we have, so that we will be fighting against a huge, gigantic organization which will not be able to be pushed, and everything that we say will be nothing. It'll be crashing waves against the rocks.
Fortunately, we have some governors. We do have some governors, Florida and Texas, to some extent.
Those governors don't matter. They don't matter. I'm saying that this is the UN agenda, the WHO 2030 is a huge agenda that is pushed across the world, and people don't understand that. That is what is happening. That's what's making our president doing our thing. That's what's making Macron doing his thing. That's what's making Germany doing their thing. That's what's making Israel doing their thing. They are the power that has been infiltrated for the last 33 years inside of America, to make our inside of the world, to make that happen.
And that's true, but I'm saying the situation is not totally hopeless. Think about all the police officers and military that are refusing. And let me tell you what, let Chicago go a weekend with half the police force down, and they'll break really quick.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They can go ahead and they can go away. They don't care. They can... Take away all those people. They're like chaff in the wind. They're like, go ahead and scatter them away. We don't care. You know what? The whole thing is they don't care about us. And all those people that care about us, that are firefighters and the police officers and everything, that would protect us, and the people who take away our garbage, it doesn't matter. They don't care. They will be happy as a clam if they do it or they don't do it.
Well,
and
I would just say
that's Agenda 2030. They will destroy everything, and that is their plan. That's their plan. It is bigger than anything else.
Yeah. Surround yourself. I would say surround yourself with like-minded people, friends and family. And if you don't have a family, just make new friends that are against the vax, that exercise their Second Amendment. And we're just going to have to weather this storm. I mean, that's all we're going to have to do. And we will come out on top, I believe, because we have the Lord on our side. If you have the Lord Jesus on your side, it will come out in our favor eventually. But we're going to have to go through some tough times. And I'm glad you're a realist about it. I want to put the truth out there, even though it's dark. I want to put the truth out, but let's not lose hope. Hey, thanks for your call. We're going to get to the break here, and more calls on the other side. Broadcasting Network.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
65.
Have a good show, take some good calls. We've got Charlie from Florida coming up next. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
Hey, doing great.
Hello? Okay, great. Yeah. Are you from, like, West Liberty in that area up there?
No, I'm over by the Kentucky Lake, like between the Kentucky Lake and the Mississippi River.
Oh, okay, so you're further down south there. Okay, no, I just wondered, you were talking about Hazard, Kentucky. I used to live in Campton, and I can tell you, I mean, these people, I can't believe they did that in Hazard, Kentucky. This is the type of, I mean, Hazard was the kind of place where you had to ride, farmers and people like that, right, rode around with the bales of hay in the back of their pickup truck to protect them from being shot. In the back, they put wood and bales of hay in there, you know?
I mean, the way the media reports it and the way that it actually was could have been a little skewed. I mean, maybe these people were making fun of the homos, but still, that's crossing the line. You know,
it's crossing the line in a lot of ways. I mean, I can't imagine those people in Hazard, Kentucky would even put up with that for one second out of their high school. That man that called earlier and was talking about those puppies, that hurt me too. I have to admit, I heard about that today, and I, you know, something inside me kind of died when I heard that, and I had to pray about it. And I don't know what happened there. But was that Dr. Fauci, the one who's the same Dr. Fauci that's pushing the vaccines and everything, or was it somebody else?
That was the one and the same. you know, the AIDS man himself. And yeah, I think Patrick and I covered that. Yeah, Patrick and I covered that.
That man is sick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a well-known thing that they have these puppy experiments going on, and they use beagles a lot because they're such docile animals. And that's
yeah,
what
but
really
to do something cruel like that—that's totally evil. That man has no heart, you know. Well, of course he couldn't have, you know, by pushing this vaccine like he is. I mean, this—the vaccine is the biggest. I don't know. It's one of the worst. I don't know. I can't say it's the end of the, you know, what do they call it, the mark of the beast, but it could be, because they're talking about putting this Lucifer ace in it, and that's a mark.
It's setting the control grid up for mark of the beast, for sure, where you got to have something put in your body in order to function. And, you know, that's what the inhumane thing is not just pushing the vax, but, you know, all last year and even into this year, delaying like cancer treatments and delaying surgeries because of the so-called pandemic. I mean, that's horrible too. And it's just, we've almost become desensitized to it. And then the puppy thing comes along and that sort of wakes us up, I guess.
Well, I can't believe it. I heard about it, but I didn't know it was Dr. Fauci. I thought when I heard it, I thought it was like Fawcett or something like that. But I must have heard it wrong. But that's just awful. I mean, that's so inhumane. I feel my heart goes out for those little animals. I mean, God, you know, Jesus was born in a manger, you know, and he was surrounded by the animals. That should tell us something about being a Christian. You know, God wants, yes, we have dominion over the beasts, but we have to have a heart for them also. No, we can't mistreat them like that. It's just stupid.
You know, that's true. And you can actually pull this up on PETA's website, PETA, experimenters feed puppies' heads to infected flies. And that's funded by Fauci's in the NIH.
I don't know, man. That doesn't make any sense. I like your show. I wanted to tell you I like your show. I used to live on Harrington Lake. I don't know if you know where that is, but I was from Kentucky. I used to live in Campton out in that area, not too far from Hazard, and that's why I was saying that's one of the craziest things I ever heard in my life, for something going on in Hazard like that, because the people in Hazard will come down there to that high school and with shotguns. I know them. those people don't play.
Yeah. It may not be a bad thing to put a little fear of God into them, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Charles. Thanks for the kind words.
Is there anything else you wanted to comment on? Or?
Oh, no, I think that's it. I appreciate the call. And call in anytime.
I love that song playing there earlier, the last one, Jackson Brown there.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my faves.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'll talk to you later then. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Charlie. And next we have Ken from New York. Ken, welcome to the show. Hey, Ken.
Jeremy, it made me dive into a glass of wine. I wasn't going to have one tonight. You know, this guy, whenever he has something like this happen, do you ever notice, not this in particular, but you mentioned before, they have to be retrained. They're being trained so that they don't get caught. They need to be jettisoned right on the spot. That's the only thing that's going to change anything.
Yeah, they really should clean house at that school and just get rid of everyone that was involved. You handle an infection, you know, you get rid of the infection. You cut out the part. Yeah.
It has to be excised. I saw those pictures with the two puppies, and it looked like they had something. They were letting these things all over. It looked like on their rear end they had something going on there, like insects or blood or something. But they might. It's horrible. You know, this guy. Fauci, he's not a doctor. I know it's all in the day of a Shabbos Goyim, but we call him a Sfachim. That's a real lowlife. But actually, in the Neapolitan dictionary, is a sperm.
No, Fauci is a total, like, political figure. I mean, even all the way back to the AIDS pandemic, and I was just a kid, but I remember they had us scared thinking you could catch AIDS by kissing,
I remember
really
that.
It was homos and junkies, and then, of course, right. if donated blood. But, you know, when you donate blood and plasma, that's what they ask you. They're like, well, have you engaged in homosexual activities?
Right, because Tom, you know, to call a Tom that calls up, the pathologist, a lot of this stuff is in the, you know, the feces, you know, the transmission of it.
Yeah, and I've said this on the air before without trying to get too vulgar, but, I mean, that act of sodomy, I mean, that damages them inside, you know, the anus, and there's tears, and then when they defecate, they get infected. And that's really what AIDS was. Like, I don't believe that it was some mysterious virus. I think it was just the lifestyle of these homos and drug users. And that's why you can pull up a 1982 New York Times article on GRIDS. It used to be called gay-related immune deficiency syndrome, because they understood that it was predominant in the bathhouses in the homo community. And they actually shut bathhouses down in California, never to be reopened. So then Fauci took that and turned it into a way to make money with pharmaceuticals. Instead of telling these people to stop their lifestyle, he just threw drugs at them and extended their life, you know, maybe by a decade, and just treated them. But they never did tell them, like, how to stop their lifestyle. And you can't get AIDS through normal vaginal intercourse. I mean, that's just not a thing. The only way heterosexuals can get is if they do anal.
So it looks like now, over the last 40 years or so, this little Sfachim has been designing diseases, mixing and matching diseases. He's been behind all of the problems that we've had for the last 40 years.
Yeah, when you dig into, you know, the original COVID-1 and the H1N1 and all of that, I mean, you know, he's been the director of NIH for all of this time. So just there to make money and do whatever it is, get whatever it is that he's getting out of this. And I guess, you know, now, like, they put him up on the television, and whatever he says is golden, until someone like Rand Paul, you know, rakes him over the coals, and then and he sweats it a little bit, but they're not going to get rid of him. The system will have to collapse.
Rand Paul is being painted as just grandstanding, you know. But you know, when anybody that calls anybody a liar on television is a little out of the ordinary. You never saw this before. But
I don't agree with everything on Rand Paul, but I mean, Rand is probably one of my better. Yeah. And at least he's standing against this.
If you had time, I actually did have something about food, but I hate to mix them together. But if you like, I found that over time that when it comes to things like pasta, I would just rather buy pasta that's imported from Italy. You're only talking about the difference between a dollar from American macaroni and maybe another dollar to get the imported stuff, but they don't allow Monsanto. So they're not, as I understand it, they're not using it to either ripen up or, you know, before harvesting.
You can,
you know,
use
the destination.
If you've got an Aldi, ALDI, an Aldi store, you can usually get really good food from Europe in those stores, but I know the Aldi up here in Paducah was pushing the masks, so I haven't been there in over 2 years. But when I went there, you could.
Did you say Aldi? We just got one of those up here.
Yeah, if they're not like mass Nazis, I mean, you can go in there and get really good deals on European foods.
Yeah. And I'm we just had something open up here called Lidl. Have you ever heard of them? L-I-D-L?
No.
They're like Aldi's, but they're a lot more expanded, and they do have a lot of foreign foods in them. They seem to get a lot of stuff from Europe. And the price is really spectacular. They have a lot of grass-fed beef, which the other stores don't have, and the prices are reasonable. I've been buying a lot. I tell you the truth, I'd rather buy grass-fed beef over organic, because the organic is still fed grain. And I think isn't it a lot better to have beef that's been fed on grass? And it's cheaper.
Yeah, because, a lot of your grains will have the GMOs in them. I get beef from our local Mennonites. I do a lot of shopping through Amish and Mennonites, and you can get great product there. And then I stock my freezer full. So I try to buy from farmers markets even more now than ever, and local Amish and Mennonites, because I'm sort of in with them. I've got a good rapport, and I can move in amongst them if I needed to and totally cut off from society.
Yeah, we find that, unfortunately, on Long Island, we still, on the eastern Long Island, we have quite a few farms. I think we could be self-sufficient as far as vegetables go. I don't see a problem. And I think some of these stores are cutting their margins, like these new stores, like Aldi and these stores, because they just buy local.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense, some of the regular stores, they're getting fish from China. You know what I noticed? Well, one week they'll have fish from China, they'll say farm-raised, nobody buys it, and the next week they'll say China wild-caught, and I still won't buy it. I noticed that if you buy Atlantic fish, though, it seems to be twice as expensive, so I guess that's a little cleaner.
Yeah, get out of that Fukushima-ridden Pacific, right? But
there must be something to it. Okay.
Yeah, we do got another caller. Good weekend. I appreciate it all. A lot of good stuff there.
Sure. Good night.
All right, good night. Let's go to Andy from Texas. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey, I sure appreciate you, Jeremy. Well, let's cookify your show here. I don't know. I heard this a while ago, and then I heard it again on Alex Jones with Mike Adams backing him up, talking about how they're going to vaccinate us through our food. Well, isn't that kind of interesting?
I heard something about that, too. I guess the spike proteins in the food. I don't know the science of it, but again, I mean, there's only so much you can do. Farmers markets, buying, local from people you trust, Amish, Mennonites, and that's the best you can do. If they put it in the food in the water, there's only, you're eventually going to get it. But I don't know if it'd be the same thing. I don't know. But I did hear that.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? I mean, if people think there's somehow a political way out of this, they're out of their mind. Okay, you got to realize what just happened. This idiot, he, the most popular president of all time, is in house right now, and he's got a whole bunch of memes and stuff about him. I mean, it's the most popular president of all time, 82 million votes. Holy cow. This guy's running the show up here, so we think. Of course, we don't think that. But this guy's got the whole thing going on. This just came out of nowhere. That fence went back up. They tore it down, they put it back up. These people know they're not. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want a Fed post on here, so I'm going to walk carefully on this statement. But you're right. There is no political solution. The recall in California shows us that. That was totally hoaxed. They did mail-in ballots. So any elections they want to mess with, these liberal states anyway, they can just do mail-in ballots. Maybe in some more conservative states, you could get a gubernatorial election that's halfway fair. But now let me address this more on the other side. Hang on, Andy. We'll come back on the other side of the break. Going by like so many summer fields.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. You turn and you welcome back to the show. Last segment, I've been playing solid on health and wellness. So Andy, I'm going to just tell you what I mean by there's no political solution, what I'm talking about, and then I'm going to kick it back to you for final comment. So, you know, I've come under fire recently because I've heard some of the callers, you can't get on here in Fed posts, you can't talk about killing people. And that's true. The FBI right now can isolate as a caller and send 20 guys to your house and drag you outside and arrest you. And, you know, if that happened to me, I mean, my situation, I'm not going to hold them off with a 357 and a 12 gauge. You know, I'm either going to be arrested or I'm going to go out Waco style. But the thing is, before we get to that point, we're not to that point yet where this is a shooting match. Like, before we get to that point, we got to build strong communities of our sheriff and local deputies. And if you're not in an area where that's conducive, get out of that area. I know it's easier said than done, and move to an area that the sheriffs will have your back. And that way, if the FBI shows up at your house, you can speed dial your sheriff and they show up with 20 deputies and put these illegitimate bastards off your property. That's where we need to get to. And I think we're going there. I think we're going there, but I don't know that we're there yet. So that's sort of my comments on there's no political solution. This is going to have to come down to eventually strong communities in states and rural areas and small towns that will push back on this FBI oppression and this oppression from the Zog regime. But we got to have numbers. We got to have people in our corner to do that. We're not going to be doing it lone wolf style. Kick it to you, Andy, for final comment.
Well, hey, no, you know what? That sounds like a great thing to progress to, but my question is, do we have time to do all of that? I mean, I think time has grown very short. I think we many of us think that we have more time. More time, more time, more time. We don't have that much time. I think this winter is going to give us an entrance to the next year, if you will. if this old Biden survives the end of the year, or even if we get Kamala, this thing's going to keep going. They're not going to end. This is a Green New Deal. Think about the electricity. Think about the electricity. They can't make enough electricity. They're shutting down the coal plants and all this stuff that's going to terrorize the Green New Deal. But think about this. Their windmills and their solar panels and stuff will not sustain too many cars to recharge, which are supposed to be in effect by 2030. So what does that tell you? A lot of people are going to go away. That's why they're thinking that will sustain it, because a lot of people are going away, and that's what this jab is about.
And one thing I was explaining to the Idaho caller is that we've got some good people on our side. There's a lot of cops and military that are defecting, and they're going to be on our side. This could happen. And here's the thing. You talk about a timeline, and you're right. It makes me feel like, man, we don't have enough time. But the harder they push, the more people defect. And you're looking at chunks, half the police force in some big cities, maybe even leaving the state and going to places like Florida and Indiana that are offering them jobs. Those are the people that we want on our side. And let these big cities fall. Who are we going to be facing? Antifa? One kid, one 17-year-old, Kyle Rittenhouse, took out three Antifa. You know, they don't want this war. They don't want it. So the
and
numbers
that kid
will come.
That kid was nice. That was a good kid.
Yeah. And that trial is coming up soon. I want to keep abreast of that. Right now they're doing the Charlottesville stuff. If you've been keeping attention, they're suing Richard Spencer, the dude that organized the rally and all that. Hey, we are out of time. I appreciate the call, Andy. Thanks for your input. And y'all have a great weekend. Try to stay positive. Build your communities. Shop from farmers and Amish. And don't give up. We can win this. Have a great weekend. Back next week.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.